My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today from our first reading, we see God telling Moses to remind the people of Israel of all that he has done for them. And then he adds a condition to them by saying that if you obey my voice and hold fast to my covenant, you of all nations shall be my very own. I will count you a kingdom of priests and of a consecrated nation. If you obey my voice and hold fast to my covenant. Obviously, my dear friends, the people of Israel failed. They failed to obey the voice of God. They failed to obey his covenant or to hold fast to his covenant. They failed in so many ways against the Lord. But we know that God never turned his back on them. God did not change his mind regarding the people of Israel because they failed. He kept to his promises. You and I today can represent the people of Israel because at baptism we all stand up and we say, "Yes, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to be baptized. I want to follow your ways." However, along the way, we fall. Along the way, we mess up. But today, we are made to remember that God does not turn back on his promises towards his people. And that is why St. Paul tells the people of Rome in the second reading that we read that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In our sinful state, Christ died for us. And that should remind us that God, our Father, loves us so much that he is not willing to gamble with us. Yes, we have failed. We have faltered. We have gone astray. We have done wrong against him. But yet, he is still faithful. And he wants that you should be saved. He wants that I should be saved. Over this past week, we celebrated the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And if you look at the image of the heart of Jesus, you realize that there is a fire that the Lord is burning and offering love to us all. He's burning and desiring to love each and every one of us. And that is the God that you and I are serving. In our gospel reading, Jesus looked at the crowds, and we are told that he had pity on them. He had pity on the crowd because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Mind you, this crowd were people who were seeking to draw closer to God, just like you, just like me. They were made up of sinful people. They were made up of people who cheat, people who are angry. But yet, Jesus looked at them and felt pity for all of them because they were like a sheep without a shepherd. Jesus Christ continues to show compassion to us. He continues to show that he loves us and he truly wants us to return to him. And that is why he will send shepherds to come and guide us, because he wants that we should follow the right way. That tells us the depths of the love that God the Father has for you. That he will never leave you. He will never abandon you. He wants you to draw closer to him. So every time we attend Mass, out of that heart of Jesus, out of that love that he offers us, he gives us his own body and blood in the Eucharist that we receive. And he continues to invite us to participate in this celebration. The people of Israel went their own ways. They easily forgot what the Lord had done for them. But God never turned his back. He stayed faithful. And he still stays faithful to us. So when we feel we have offended the Lord, when we feel we have gone beyond the line, Jesus Christ still looks at us and invites us to come to him. Today he is calling on us. He is sending us forth to reflect and radiate him wherever we go. Let us continue to look up to him. If he has loved us, he invites us to love as well. And so, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Christ, Jesus offers compassion to us because he loves us. We may feel that, yes, we have offended the Lord beyond measure, but there is no offense that is beyond the mercy of God. Let us continue to pray that God will draw us closer to himself every day. Because his love never fails. And his love never ends. He calls on you. Let us pray that he will strengthen us as we strive to draw closer to him always. And that our lives will be changed because he continues to shower us with his love and blessings. Amen.